You know, obviously, you know, Derek's physically limited and he's getting better. He looks pretty good right now physically. You know, obviously he's still, you know, a little bit away with the shoulder, but you know, he's running. I think he's in really good shape. And I think mentally he's taking his game to another level. And we'll be a lot better football team when he's back.
What do you make of his resiliency throughout his career?
He's a tough dude who really loves football, who really loves the University of Florida. And you can count on him. You know, he's a guy you can say, I, this guy's going to show up every day. And, I think part of it's his mom and dad, the way he was raised, you know, and I think football is a big deal to him. We need more like him.
You weren't here when he arrived, but I mean, he's the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state. I mean, he's had to show a degree of patience.
No, when I got hired, the first thing, and I first talked to him, I said, you know, when I was at another place as the D coordinator, you never followed me back on Twitter. And then I got hired here, and you followed me back immediately. So I got a better chance of building a relationship with you now. But, yeah, I mean, obviously a really highly recruited kid who's a really good player. You know, I think at the end of against Florida State, I thought Derek played really well. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's just physically getting back and getting ready, and he's going to have a chance to be a real impact player for us.
Is that tough for a guy, though? And how do they stay the course?
It is real tough, you know, but he's a kid who – you know, yeah, I think he's a really mature kid who's kind of had to wait his turn a little bit, who's really put in effort and really put in work. And he's out there right now and he sees it. It's driving him crazy. But, you know, I think he knows when it's time, he'll be ready to go.